Now with coordination number two, you're locked down to a linear geometry. The sort of coordination complexes there are usually silver and gold. Now we're going to work with silver with termonias in the prac. Gold, well, it's a little bit expensive to work with in the lab, but you can do, like I've done quite a lot of gold chemistry in the past. There are much more expensive metals to work with than gold out there. It just happens that gold, everybody thinks it's pretty funky, and if you make a mistake, then you get a nice looking flask at the end of the day. Mercury is a bit toxic to work with, okay, but it's pretty straightforward sort of chemistry. So those can be linear coordination complexes. Square planar, we've already seen cisplatin. Cisplatin then is an example of a square planar transition metal complex. We do the same sort of chemistry with palladium and nickel. So this periodicity works really quite well through the transition metals. If we know what's going on with nickel, then it's very likely it's going on with palladium sitting directly underneath it, or platinum directly underneath that again. Now for these guys, what differentiates these ones that do square planar geometry to the guys underneath it to do the octahedral geometries and the tetrahedral geometries is the electronic configuration. So these ones, it's D8S0 for the electronic configuration. Tetrahedral, okay, still with four coordinate, is not D8S0. Now the only time that you actually get picky to work out where you're going to have options for geometry are when you get into four coordinate and you go, right, I'm going to have to figure out what the electronic configuration is to predict which one of these geometries I've got. Now that can take a little bit of effort if you're looking at platinum, okay, because it's then getting well down in there. I would suggest a much easier approach basically is that you go, right, well if I'm looking at nickel, palladium or platinum, I'm just going to figure out what the charge on this thing is. Now, what will be the charge on platinum inside this platinum ammonia complex? Using those rules we just had. It'd be what? Yeah? 2 plus, yeah. Ammonia's got a charge of 0, yeah? So we go 2 plus on the left-hand side equals platinum minus the charge on these pieces here. Okay, so these guys have got a charge of 0, so this thing has a charge 2 plus. So if we end up with either platinum, nickel, or palladium and a 2 plus charge, then we will have D8S0 and it goes square planar. Down here, the carbon monoxide's got zero charge, so the nickel's got a zero charge. Down here, it's a zinc 2 plus. Well, zinc 2 plus is not the same as palladium 2 plus. It won't have a D8S0 electronic configuration. So, simplest simply to remember that that particular group in the periodic table, nickel, palladium, platinum, when they're 2 plus, they will have square planar geometry. Okay, for these other guys then, tetrahedral is an option. In particular, you're going to find tetrahedral really often for zinc complexes. And then for the rest of them, the bulk of them come out as octahedral. So you're going to have to be able to draw these four sorts of geometries